Welcome to Failed It.
Oh my God, Christy.
Welcome
to Failed It, sister.
Hi, glad to be here.
Everyone at the Failed It fam, I'd love to introduce you to our director of talent at Improve It, the lady who said yes when I said I'm starting this business. Would you join me back in 2014?
Christy Mercier.
What? Hello.
What? Okay, so tell the Failed It fam how you came to Improve It, how you started out as the director of talent.
Sure. Okay. I met this amazing woman in my level 3 class who had this wonderful nasal twang. and she convinced me to be her friend. And it was easy because I wanted to be her friend. And it was you.
Yes.
So we met and we hit up, you know, we really talked, hit it off. And then we went out to dinner with both of our husbands. Like, now, I think you weren't married at the time, but, and you told me about this amazing idea. And I was like, I want in right now. This is awesome. Whenever you start it, I'm in 100%. And that really is the short version of that story. And then you and I went on to do some crazy workshops and have to hire a lot of employees. And you made my title Director of Talent.
This is
and
it.
I took on the role and learned how to manage a bunch of improvisers while still being one myself.
This is also true. First of all, when you say crazy stories too, I wish this wasn't a full mini or a mini-sode and we did a full, because I think the whole thing could just be workshop fails that you and I have done. Meaning
100%.
Oh my God. But also the best time. And we've gone to some crazy places, done some crazy things.
You'll have me back and maybe we just tell stories like that of all the failures. And we'll caveat them with some little successes.
Yes. Yes. And I'm also so glad that you're like, I want to be her friend. Because I, to the Failed It fam, I saw Christy in our improv class and thought she literally was the funniest girl I've ever seen perform improv. And to this day, I still think she is hilarious. But I thought to myself, I want to be friends with her. And we did. And we are. And we've been, how long has it been? 10 years?
I think it's 9 or 10 years. It's kind of insane. It makes me feel old.
Me too. But we've been through so much and it's just awesome to, I mean, from what that dinner was to now is just crazy. So had to have you on the show. And I want you in 3 words, if you could, just to somebody who's listening, who's never experienced an Improve It workshop. Could you describe an Improve It workshop in 3 words?
Sure. Okay. I'd say they're always hilarious. Like, no matter what, there's going to be some hilarity. They're moving. Watching people transform is just crazy. And I'm going to end it on life-changing, both for myself and to watch a lot of the participants. It is truly life-changing.
I agree with all 3 of those. And it's so fun for you and I to watch people come in and then leave, right? Like, they're totally different in terms of the ensemble, the relationship, the vibe, the energy. So, okay. Well, thanks for going on this ride with me, Seth.
I'm
so happy we created all this together. So let me ask you this. Why have you chosen improv as your life's work?
Okay, so I think improv chose me, but because I think I was so confused in college and I was like, oh gosh, what am I going to do with my life? And I met someone who taught me what improv was. And I realized that I think I didn't know it growing up, but I truly am a creative brain. I am always seeking new challenges. Change truly excites me. Like, if I am sitting in contentment, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not content. So improv allows that constant movement in my life, you know, the rotation of always doing, trying something new. So it sort of does this thing, which people are so afraid of, change, but it incites that change. It encourages it. And it keeps my creative monster fed. And that's what improv does. And so as long as I live, I will continue to do improv. It will be my life's work.
I agree. It chose you. I don't think you could. I honestly think if there was one thing in the world that the universe, God, whoever you believe in, was like, you're supposed to do, you were supposed to do improv. Like, it's who you are. And yes, friends, failed at family. I can attest. Christy and I are friends and we worked together for a really long time. Change is a constant for both of us. So it's so true, because you just, with improv, you have to be adaptable and change. So one of the reasons I went ahead you on the show today is because going back to our very first improv class where we met each other, which was back in the day, what I really noticed and loved about you as a performer was, and what I still see, is the confidence that you provide to not only yourself, but to the audience. And it's not a cocky, arrogant confidence. You feel like you belong on that stage. So let me ask you this. How has confidence played a role in your improv and your facilitation career? Because just side note too, Field at Fam, Christy facilitates a lot of the workshops. I'd say, like, if I've done 700, she's done like 699. So how has that played a role? How has confidence played a role in your improv and your facilitation career?
So it's so funny because my whole life, I have been truly told, you have so much confidence. And not, like you said, not in a bad way, but I'm always like, okay, so that's what I'm putting out there. And to the point where sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, am I putting out too much confidence? People would rely on me in like a zombie apocalypse, and that's too much pressure.
I would. I'd be like, what do we do? Oh my God.
But it's honestly been the thing that's given me everything. So my mom always said to me, and it's something that always stuck with me, even from early on, she said, act like you're meant to be in the room, even if you don't feel it. And it's so simple to say that and then be like, oh yeah, okay. But I carry that. So every time I step on that stage, and let me tell you, I have felt nervous. Okay. And it's so many times facilitating, I'm like, I'm not up for the challenge of this group. I just say to myself, I take a beat, I take a breath, and I say, I got this. I'm meant to be here. This is my room. It's a mind shift. It's what got me into improv. It's what helped me to succeed. Right. So confidence is what got me there. I don't know. It's always when I walk into a room to facilitate, no matter what, if it's CEOs or it's kids, which we have done kids. I don't know which is scarier, to be honest.
Oh my God, high school kids, high school
teenagers are so scary. And let me tell you, I have felt so intimidated, but I remind myself every single time I say that, even if maybe I'm not feeling that confident that day, or I maybe don't have it, I just say, I got this. I'm meant to be in this room. I have purpose for being here. And truly, that's how the confidence has played a role. It's made me, get where I am today.
I love it. Thank you, Brenda. That's her mother. Yeah. Thank you, Brenda.
She's wise.
Thank you, wise Brenda. That is awesome. I want you to take that too. And I want us to dive a little bit deeper, because our Failed It fam is here for the quick and dirty. They want some tips to help them be more confident in their career. So what are three tips that you would give to a member of the Failed It family who's listening right now that will help them be more confident in their career today?
Okay, great. Okay, get rid of the fear. I know that's simpler, just to say get rid of the fear, but I do this thing where I play worst case scenario out. It sounds so doomsday, but I do it in everything. I always think about the worst case scenario. And when I play it out, it's never something I can't handle. Every scenario I play out, that the ways that it could go, I'm like, oh, I actually could do that. I could handle that. So when I take the fear off the table, I feel the confidence again, right? So it's again that mindset of going, hey, let me take a beat and think every single way that this could go wrong and take it back and go, oh, I could actually handle that. That brings the confidence back up. Mm. So that's number one. So get rid of that fear. And then this one took me a while to learn. I think I mostly was living it, but wasn't like truly living it. But look your best and feel your best. And I want to caveat by saying, I'm really not pushing people to lose weight, wear makeup, go buy an expensive suit. I'm just saying, learn to love the skin that you're in and realize you're beautiful, whoever you are, you know, like own it, improve on yourself, but don't change yourself. And, I don't know, a part of me always thinks like you're an expert on you. So be you. When you're an expert on you, you can have the confidence to walk into anything. So once I realized that, and I truly just stopped caring what people thought, and I realized that what truly mattered was what do I think about myself? And when I truly loved myself, and I'd get up on stage and go, I love who I am and the comedy that I put out there, that's where that confidence came from. Okay, my last one that I'm thinking about, and I think I need to bring it home, Erin.
Bring it home.
Bring it home here, because this is your podcast. It's about failure. So embrace your failures, man. Laugh at your mistakes. I mean, I have failed so miserably so many times. I can't tell you how many times in front of an audience. I just had to laugh. I used to go home at the beginning of my career and sit in it and dwell in it and go, oh my gosh, I could have done this. I could have done this. But I honestly started laughing at those mistakes and just saying, I'm going to do better next time. So don't, you know, like don't dwell on it. Don't sit in it for too long. And it kind of, again, I'll bring back Brenda, my mother here. I was a young horseback rider, and she always said, when this happened, if a horse bucks you off, get right back on. So the reason you do that is because if you don't get back on that horse, you start to get nervous about getting back on the horse. So you get back on right away, or else you're going to lose your confidence. So I actually take that truly to heart with everything I do. If I fail, I take an actionable item from it and I get back on that horse. So that's the confidence that I would give you. You know, I do it with everything that I do. If I fail at an email that I wrote to someone, I'm like, I learned, I resend the email, you know, I learn again from the next time. So that's my three things, yes. I believe.
House. Hey is for horses. Hey is for horses. But hey, these are three awesome tips. So I'm going to recap for our failed at fam. So one, you said get rid of the fear. Two, look your best and feel your best. And three, embrace your failures. Get right back on that horse. Okay. And giddy up. Let's go.
Giddy up.
Giddy up. Okay. This is super tangible. You can put them into motion today, failed at fam. So write them down. Get rid of your fear. Look your best, feel your best, and embrace those failures. Get back on that horse. Let me ask you this final question, Christy Mercier. Mm-hmm. What did you fail at today?
Oh, man. Erin, so much. I mean, we've already talked at 8 a.m. this morning and I failed that early. So I believe I told myself this was a week in practice. Don't check that email when you get up out of bed. Guess what I did? I checked my email right when I got out of bed. So hashtag failed it.
Hashtag failed it. And then we talked right after that. So you were like, I haven't even had a sip of this coffee yet. So
it's true.
Oh, well, I'm so proud of you. You're nailing it. You're not failing it. And I'm so happy you came on the show. Failed It Fam. Yes,
thank you for having me.
Of course. And Failed It Fam, stay tuned. There'll be more Christy in our future. Yay. Take these three tips, run with them, and fail forward. Fail yeah. Fail yeah. Hey friends, thanks for tuning into Failed It. I am so happy you were along for the ride. If you enjoyed this show, please head on over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Now, if you're really feeling today's show, please take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at KeepingItRealDeal and share it to your stories so we can bring more people to the Failed It family. I'll see you next week, but I want to leave you with this thought. What will you fail at today, and how will that help your future successful self? Think about it. I'm so proud of you, and you are totally failing it. See you next time.